I invite you to take out your Bible and turn with me to Matthew chapter 19. Our scripture reading today is verses 16 through 22, and I encourage you to follow along as we read and hear the good news. Matthew 19, beginning verse 16. A man approached him, Jesus, and said, "Teacher, what good thing must I do to have eternal life?" Jesus said, "Why do you ask me about what is good? There's only one who is good. And if you want to enter eternal life, keep the commandments." The man said, "Which ones?" Then Jesus said, "Don't commit murder. Don't commit adultery. Don't steal. Don't give false testimony. Honor your father and mother and love your neighbor as you love yourself." The young man replied, "I've kept all of these. What am I still missing?" Jesus said, "If you want to be complete, go, sell what you own and give the money to the poor. Then you will have treasure in heaven. And come follow me." But when the young man heard this, he went away saddened because he had many possessions. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Lord, as you call us to follow, may we lay aside our desires to embrace your desires. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Remember when you were young or younger, or perhaps even as a kid, and about the time the sun set or the street lights came on, you suddenly heard your name from a far-off distance. Daniel. I knew when I heard that call. It didn't matter if I was down a few houses or down at the end of the block or a few blocks away or even in my neighbor's house. When I heard that call, I knew I better get a move on it. Because if I didn't hear it, because I was too far away, or if I ignored it, it was to my own peril. And when I heard that yell, usually by my mom, it meant it was time to come home, time to come inside, or time to go do something with the family. Yet, there is someone else that is calling our name, calling my name and your name. Do you hear it? Hopefully, you're not too far away. Hopefully, you're not ignoring it. Hopefully, you can hear the God who knows you by name calling your name. And God is calling you to follow Jesus. Not just here in your head. Not just by saying a prayer. No, by following with your heart. Your whole heart. All your heart and all your mind and all your body and all your strength. You know, I'm going to be real. Not everyone will answer that call. Some won't hear it because they don't want to hear it. Some will hear it and ignore it. Some will hear it and they'll take that first few steps, but then they'll decide, oh, that's not what they really want. That following Jesus was just more than they were willing to do. And that's what's happening in our text today. There's a wealthy young man who approaches Jesus and inquires about eternal life, how to live forever. And the word he uses in his question is aionios, which is a life for the eons, eternal life, a better quality of life. Now, why would he seek that? Because he's young, he's healthy, he's wealthy, he's got everything going for himself.
But despite his youth and his wealth and his morally good character and all the benefits that come and all the privileges that come with that, he's missing something. And he knows he's missing something. He's experiencing this yearning, this call from God to follow this good teacher, this teacher from God, this teacher who is God in the flesh. And so he asked Jesus, "What good deed must I do?" As if something he could do with his youth, a good deed, something he could do with his wealth or talent or privilege, that some good deed would get him in the door. Well, Jesus responds, "You know the good deeds. You know the commandments. Why are you even asking?" The young man feels incomplete. And we empathize with that answer because we've been there. Some of us are maybe even right there right now. And so Jesus says, if you want to be complete, follow me. And when the young, wealthy man hears this call, he suddenly realizes what's at stake. It will cost him everything. His wealth, his years of youth, and despite Jesus' amazing reputation, Jesus is also controversial because some of the religious leaders take issue with Jesus, and therefore following Jesus may even cost this wealthy, young, got it all together person his own personal reputation. But worst of all, it will cost him his prized possessions. It will cost him all that wealth. And for many people, wealth and possessions were a symbol or a sign of God's favor, of God's blessing. So despite Jesus' invitation, despite God's call, despite the promise of having a complete life, he walks away. He just couldn't give it all up. He couldn't give up the appearance of being blessed for a life that is actually blessed. He couldn't let go of whatever it is that he wanted for himself in this life to attain what God promised him for eternal life. This is something that many of us wrestle with. That we want eternal life. We want a better life, a blessed life, a meaningful life, a more complete life. We want a life for the eons. And we hear Jesus calling us, calling me, calling you. Can you answer? Will you answer? See, in our passage today, we're near the end of Jesus' earthly ministry. He's about to enter into Jerusalem, and he's about to give his life for all of those who would follow him. And I imagine his disciples who have been with him all this time, upon hearing this interaction with the rich young man, I imagine they're suddenly, they have this recall of a sudden flood of flashbacks of lessons from the past few weeks and months and years. For example, in Matthew 16, 24, Jesus says, "All who want to come after me must say no to themselves, take up their cross and follow me. The all who want to save their lives will lose them, but all who lose their lives for my sake or because of me will find them." And then he asks, "Why would people gain the whole world but lose their lives?" And then before that, in Matthew 10, 38, Jesus said that those who don't pick up their cross and follow me aren't worthy of me. Those who find their lives will lose them, and those who lose their lives because of me will find them. And Jesus makes it obvious that if we really want a life with God, if we really want that complete life, then we must value following Jesus more than ourselves. And I don't know what's more valuable to you or to anyone else than a life with God. But I also don't know what your cross is that Jesus is calling you to pick up and to carry to follow him. But Jesus does. Jesus knows what he's asking you to do. He knows what he's asking you to carry. And he says that he will never leave you or forsake you, that when you follow him, he is right there with you. And even if you're not a Christian, whether you're here or you're watching online, I want you to know that Jesus is still right here, right there with you. And he's inviting you into a relationship with him. He's inviting you to follow him. And he's offering you a better, eternal, meaningful, and complete life. And I know that not everyone is going to answer Jesus' call and invitation to follow him. You know, this rich young man couldn't do it. In Matthew 8:18, there was a legal expert who wanted to follow Jesus, but he says, but wait, let me go do this first and I'll follow you later. And Jesus says, no, now. And basically Jesus' response is, later's too late. In Mark and Luke, there was an older, wealthy ruler who lived a good life. He had been good all of his life and followed all the commandments. But he couldn't follow Jesus either. And then in John, there was Nicodemus, the wealthy religious ruler who had a stellar reputation. And he struggled to follow Jesus. All of these people, they seemed to have it all together. Yet they knew there was something missing. And Jesus invited them into his inner circle. Yet each one of them turned and walked away. And when they did, them and Jesus were all sad as they walked away. But here's the thing. God is calling you. And your calling is yours alone. No one else can do it for you. Yet be forewarned, when you answer this call, your calling is not for the faint of heart, because it's going to get messy, because we're people and we're messy. Yet it will challenge you in ways that scare you. But God says, do not be afraid, for I am with you. Your calling, it will push you outside of your comfort zone. Jesus doesn't call us to make ourselves comfortable, that our ministry is to be comforting. And Jesus tells us to find comfort in him. Your calling, it will be different than anything you think, different than anything you've ever done before. Because God says, behold, I am doing a new thing. I am replacing your heart of stone and giving you a new heart, which means it's going to change everything on how we see the world and see others and interact with the people around us. And your calling to follow Jesus is to seek first the kingdom of God and then discover how God will add all these things, these other desires of your heart, how God will add them to you. Yet God must be first. And this week, I want you to do something. Yes, you've got homework. I want you to go home or go wherever it is that you go. And I want you to ask God, what is your calling? I want you to ask God, what is your calling? And then I want you to listen. Listen to what is on your heart, to where God is leading you. Because maybe your calling is to listen. Maybe it's to listen to the Holy Spirit and to give guidance to those in need in a godly way, or give guidance to peers or other people in a godly way. Or maybe it's to listen to others and hear from Jesus on how you can help them and how you can serve them. Or maybe your calling is to serve. Maybe it's to serve in a specific ministry. Maybe it's to meet a need. Maybe it's to come alongside someone and help them in their journey. Maybe it's to strengthen an ongoing ministry and take it to the next level. Or maybe it's to serve quietly in the background as one of those amazing souls that helps amazing things happen within the community, within the church, but hardly anyone else knows you exist. But you know what? God knows you exist. God knows you're there. And God has called you to that service. Or maybe it's to lead. Maybe it's to lead a class or a small group or a life group or a mission or some other ministry. Maybe it's to step outside of the norm and get some type of theological or religious training to strengthen your leadership within the church. Maybe it's to use your business or education or manufacturing or political experience to help lead in making the church more effective and efficient and influential. Maybe, just maybe, it's a call to full-time ministry. Kyle Eidelman wrote a book a few years back called Not a Fan. The premise was fans want to be close enough to Jesus to get all the benefits, but not so close that it requires sacrifice. While followers are all in and completely committed to Christ. See, Jesus isn't looking for fans. He's not looking for people who just like him. Jesus is looking for people who want to follow him. Jesus is calling you to follow him. Maybe you're struggling to hear it. But I want you to know that Jesus is calling you, each and every single one of you. He's calling me and you and all of us to follow him. He's calling you to a better, more meaningful, and complete life. Jesus is calling you and inviting you to experience his grace in such a way that you cannot help but to share it. Jesus is calling us. He's calling us all. He's calling you. And I don't want you or anyone else to miss it. Because I am convinced that when we answer that call, when we follow Jesus, that we will change our community, our city, and even the world. Amen.